Musicians have a fierce loyalty to their chosen instruments. Commentator Baxter Black ruminates on the importance of sticking to such principles in matters large and small.
Sometimes you've just got to draw a line in the dirt. Tolerance of bad behavior should only go so far. Like Sam, who, when asked to judge a Texas chili cook-off, disqualified a contestant from Milwaukee whose recipe called for noodles. "You've got to make a stand," he said. "Goulash is good, but it's not chili." Jerry is a kind-hearted musician. He often receives invitations to come and perform, many from friends who say, "We can't pay you anything, but it'll be good for your career." One day Jerry realized, "Wait a minute, this is my career." He drew a line in the dirt and doubled his income. There are many hardworking parents who send kids to college. They profess an interest in meaningful fields of study like marine biology, turn cleaner, world peace coordination, and compassionate preschool psychotherapy. Tuition increases, bills mount, majors change, and yet graduation remains a distant star, till finally one day the 25-year-old student finds he has been volunteered for the UN peacekeeping force stationed in Tudot, Montana. A diploma is not required. And then there were the two cowboys who threw paint on the protesters in front of the fur store. Or the team of masked raiders who washed Don Imus, Howard Stern, and Chris Rock's mouths out with soap. Or the patient folklorist who, when asked, "I write cowboy poetry. Can I tell you one?" said, "No, thank you. If you do, I will fill your hat full of mashed potatoes and pull it down over your head so far French fries will be coming out your ears." Or how about the folks that sit down next to you, whip out their cell phone, dial and say, "I'm at the airport," and you can hear the caller on the other end say, "So what?" Well, you can just be thankful they're not calling you. Or you could whip out a bottle of rudeness repellent and douse them down. I was at a rodeo recently and saw a lady take matters into her own hands. She was sitting behind a cowboy wearing a big hat. She tapped him on the shoulder and said, "Young man, I cannot see around your hat. Would you mind removing it?" Well, he explained how it was improper for a cowboy to remove his hat at a rodeo except for the national anthem. But she had made her point, so I just traded places with her.
The comments of cowboy poet, philosopher, and former large animal veterinarian Baxter Black. NPR's national editors include Ron Elving, Barbara Campbell, Ken Rudin, Steve Drummond, Janet Domowitz, Ken Barkas, Andrea De Leon, Kathy Shaw, Michael Fields, and Cindy Johnston. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.